Oh, darling, you startled me. Sorry, I must have nodded off. I've been trying to figure out this accursed serum of mine. Why can I not reproduce it? It's so frustrating and exhausting. The more hours I spend on it, the more the withdrawal pains drive me to distraction. I'm afraid that I am at my wit's end. Thank you, darling. That is very sweet of you. You are always so wonderfully supportive of me and my work. Yes, you are right. It is time for bed. If it's okay with you, dearest, I'd rather not try to sleep alone in my room tonight. I'm afraid of what might happen if you left me by myself just now. With your arm around me, the two of us alone, and the onset of the evening, I already feel it starting to happen. She is awakening within me. She wants to emerge. Lola Hyde will soon be with you. I think it's best if you take me to your bedroom and undress me before I lose myself to her. Before she comes and takes over. Do you enjoy your nights with Lola? I do hope you have an exciting time and that she treats you the way I want to. Oh, in the way I want you. Oh, the sensations have started. Oh, my hands are trembling, so would you help unfasten my dress? If possible, I'd like to prevent her from destroying it. In a few more moments, I will no longer care. You see how I'm perspiring and quivering? I feel the dark power building inside of me, preparing for the metamorphosis. I no longer need my glasses. I have Lola's eyes now, don't I? This is how she sees you. Your touch. Your touch is making her come. Oh, she's coming. It's about to happen. Hold me, darling. Oh, my hair is growing longer. It's so luxurious and soft. Look, my breasts are swelling. Feel them. Hold them. Squeeze them. I can't hold back any longer. Oh, I don't want to hold back. I have got to change. Oh, you're making me a goddess. Can you feel it? Can you feel this power inside of me? You make Angela change. Oh, I'm changing into a goddess in your arms. Oh, do you see it happening? Do you feel it happening? Make me the most beautiful. Make me the most powerful. Make me the greatest goddess in the universe. Make me Lola Hyde. Yes. Oh, that's it. That's my man who loves me, who needs his Lola. I love you so much, darling. You give me so much. You give me everything.
You make me come. You make me change. You make me a goddess. I owe everything to your passion. You are the reason for my existence. You know that, don't you? You are why I'm here. You are why I can be here. I can never get enough of you. So I want to please you as much as you please me. What would you like me to do for you tonight? Anything at all, lover? I'm feeling playful. I want to show you that I can do anything with the power you give me. Name it. Whatever you want. You want Angela? Are you joking? Here I was in such a good mood, willing to do anything for you, and you dare to speak her name? You son of a bitch! I cannot believe you! Look at me! Look at this goddess before you. Can you deny that I am the greatest woman the world has ever known? Can you? No, of course you can't. Because you know it's true. You have made Dr. Angela Jekyll change into the sexiest, most powerful woman alive, who could break you in half with her goddamn hands. And right now, you'd rather be with that pathetic little Angela Jekyll? All right. We can play it that way if you want. I'll use the limitless power you've given me to bring forth Angela Jekyll just for you. She can borrow my body. Sound good? This might actually be fun. Okay, gotta clear my head for this. Here goes nothing. Oh my, what's happening? I'm Dr. Angela Jekyll again, in the arms of my beloved. Oh, I better put on my thick spectacles so I can see you, my love. There, that's better. But where's my unfortunate little body? The body I'm in now obviously belongs to the most beautiful woman in the world. Oh, look. These breasts are sensational, aren't they, darling? Don't you like cupping them in your hands and gently squeezing them? Now I finally know what it feels like to be Lola Hyde. It's glorious. I'm so jealous of her, but I can't help it. I want my man so badly. Now hold me tightly. I can be Angela for you, if that's what you want. If you want Professor Angela Hyde, or Dr. Lola Jekyll, or whatever you fucking want, I can be that for you. Because you give me the power to do anything. As long as I get to taste your lips, look into your eyes, and feel you holding me, I can be whatever you want. Do you hate Lola Hyde? I mean, you obviously can't resist her body. But do you detest her personality? And how she treats you? I thought...
I thought perhaps that you identified more with Lola Hyde than you did with Angela. Maybe I was fooling myself. Maybe when I get feeling all high and mighty, proclaiming myself a goddess, instructing you to do my bidding, maybe that gets old for you. I've become tiresome to you. Maybe you want to be the dominant one for a change. Maybe I can just be your woman. Then maybe you wouldn't miss Angela so much, and you'd just want me. Maybe I can change. Become a more submissive, soft, and feminine lover, inside and out. Is that what you want? Do you want to tame Lola Hyde? Put her in her place? Break her spirit? Make her more like Angela? Unless you just want Angela and would rather never look at Lola Hyde again. Do you really hate me? Am I too wicked for you? Am I a bad girl? Don't you want me to submit? You do love me, don't you? Then I'll submit. I'll submit myself. I'll tame the wicked Lola Hyde so that she will be a good girl for you. I want to be good, my love. I want to be good. Make me a good girl again. You have been a very good boy tonight. Are you having a good time? I am having a great fucking time. This is my most favorite thing to do, and I want to do it all night long. Again. How long have I been here this evening so far? 10, 15 minutes? Oh, do you want to tie me up next? Tie me as tight as you can. And when I can't bear being unable to hold you in my arms another second, I'll break all the ropes like they were tissue paper. Doesn't that sound fun? Darling, are you all right? You can't be tired already. You had a full day to nap and prepare for this, and it's only been a quarter of an hour. Why don't you rest a moment? And I'll put on one of my sexy outfits for you. Which one would you like? Would you like to role-play some more? How about the nurse's uniform? I could nurse you back to health. Would you like that? Okay. Darling, we are having fun, aren't we? I mean, you're not bored with me, are you? I'm getting some mysterious signals from you. When you asked for Angela a moment ago, I almost thought you were serious. But then I realized how fun it would be for me to pretend. I know you liked it too. You do like it when I come. I can't help it, darling. You make me come. That's right. Your Lola will always come for you. Now let Nurse Lola make everything better. Just relax, rest, and let me touch you. Remember when you and Angela were teenagers, and she first told you she wanted to be a doctor? You asked to be her first patient. And you two did a little doctor and patient role play until your mother walked in. Angela was mortified at being caught like that, but your mother didn't really seem to mind. And Angela never forgot the thrill of touching you that time. It was her biggest fantasy to play doctor with you until passion took hold. And then I come, and I show you just how much you mean to us.
Dr. Angela Jekyll turned herself into this stunning sex goddess for you. And when you love me, you are loving Angela. Never forget that. I am your soulmate too. Angela becomes me because she wants to love you like this. Like every way and every night. These are her dreams, her fantasies. Her desire is my desire. She wants this. And you have got to give it to us. Give it to us.
That's my man. That's my good boy. You give us so much. Now rest for a moment, and then we can discuss what we shall do next. You can tell me if there's anything you want. Anything at all. Otherwise, Angela has more fantasies for us to try. Isn't she sweet? To give us so much. And it feels so good to reward her this way. Doesn't it, my darling? We're a tribute to her. Aren't we, my love?